Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. It has been a while. How are y'all doing today? God bless you for being here today. Wow, today is going to be a great episode. There is such an amazing woman who I met when I was in London, UK. And she was just amazing. You know, she just beamed with light. This is actually supposed to be a 30-minute segment today. And I don't know what happened that it's showing that it's going to be for 15 minutes. I guess I didn't put it right. But my guest is Dr. Jessica Wilson, and she is an I Am award-winning CEO. She has been an entrepreneur for 13 years. There's just so much to this woman. She owns her own organization called BIBOC, BIPOC Women. And I know that I probably pronounced that right, but it basically means Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. She is very, very community-driven. She is very, very passionate. She's all about community service. She's all about building people's self-esteem. She's just an amazing person. I mean, even our system couldn't take all of her bio, so y'all are just going to have to look her up. But she is just an amazing person, and I am going to bring her up now. Let me see. Jessica, are you there? I'm trying to bring her in. Hello, are you there? Dr.
Yes,
Jessica, are you in the house? Yes,
can
I
you
can
hear me?
You. Thank you so much. Yes, yes. Thank you
awesome.
So much for being here today.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you. So I have just told people that you are such an amazing person and you're community driven. And I mentioned your organization, Black, Indigenous, and People of Color, how we met mm-hmm. in London, UK, how you are just a beauty. And so I just wanted you to share a little bit. We have 12 minutes, and you could just go ahead and just share. Basically, the main thing that I want to bring you here for is what drives you, because I see your consistency.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to just share with the people today, because you're going to come back for 30 minutes.
Okay.
But for today, I really, really want you to share with them what your drive is. What drives
mm-hmm.
you?
What drives me is community. It is God's people. It is my love for the community, my love for God's people, especially women. My heart is more so for women, being the fact that I am a single mom. I have three children, and, you know, it was hard, you know, raising my kids and everything, but I bless God for the support system in the village around my children that helped me to raise them. But I know it's not easy being a woman. Especially being a woman called to ministry. It's not easy being a woman of color, you know, whether we're looking at, you know, Native American women or African American women or, you know, just women in the Black diaspora. I do also have a love for our Caucasian women. I know they have their own set of challenges as well. It's not easy being a woman, period. But God gave me a heart towards building up women and edifying women so that they can find out who they are in God, what their purpose, what to do and destined to be. And I am that voice of encouragement. I'm that coach. I am an edifier. I believe in building up women because we deal with so much on a day-to-day basis, just trying to be the nucleuses of our family, trying to be the best mothers that we can be. And also many women that are in ministry, we understand it's male-dominated. So trying to find your place as a woman of God, even in the body of Christ, you know, we need that support system. So my drive is that, literally just being that sister, that mentor, that spiritual mother, whatever women need me to be, I fall in that place to help bring healing to those that are broken and to help counsel those that need that assistance or coach or whatever is needed. So that's what drives me. I don't know how what all you want me to go into. You want me to keep talking, or if you have any questions for me, But I believe we are like spirits, though, just getting a chance to meet your spirit, meet you. I met your spirit, basically, because I felt your spirit, and I believe that you are community-driven and ministry-driven as well, with a love for women. So that drew me to you as well. So I'm just honored to be on the show, and thank you for the invite again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, like there was something about you that was just like a beaming light, which is how I introduced you before I brought you on, really like a beaming light, so I couldn't even ignore it. What is your everyday life as? Like when you wake up in the morning and you take care of the kids, do you have a 9-to-5? A lot of women don't know how to balance. A lot of women don't. Like it's either they are fully mothers or they're fully entrepreneurs or they're fully wives. How do you balance everything? What's your
story? Oh, that's it's a loaded question because, believe it or not, I am still learning to balance my life. However, I believe that I'm learning to master it. I'm learning to master that. So I will say it was harder for me some years ago when my children were smaller, but my middle son, he just graduated. My oldest son graduated last year, and I have a 13-year-old. So life is kind of freeing itself up a little more for me now, being a little more independent. But beforehand, when I had small babies, running to PTS meetings and band practice and all the other things, that gave me a whole different onset of problems then, or issues. I won't say problems. They were just a lot that I had to learn how to balance.
Yeah.
But now just waking up in the morning, I bless God that being an entrepreneur, I do work from home. So I do get up, get my day started, you know, make sure my children are situated. And I normally start by prayer in the morning. I do my morning meditation to say good morning to God and thanking him for waking me up. And then I dive right into putting my morning post up. I believe in the life of an entrepreneur, consistency is key to success. So you want to kind of do the same. You want to build a habit, good habits. You know what I'm saying? So I wake up in the morning and I post a encouraging blog. I'm a blogger, so I try to go on my page and give some form of encouragement, a word of the Lord, or you know, just something that'll help people throughout their day. So I put a post out. And then I begin to check my emails. I have a lot of email that comes to me throughout the day that I have to do a lot of correspondence with my leaders. And, you know, and then I'm constantly creating. That's one thing that God called me to do. I am constantly creating, coming up with new ideas for my businesses. I do have a nonprofit organization, which is Theta Phi Sigma Christian Sorority. And we have about 22 chapters worldwide. So I'm constantly communicating with those ladies, the different leadership, and then I have Bad Girl LLC, Bad Girl, and that stands for Bold, Anointed, Determined, and Dangerous, and that's my for-profit. So I'm also a counselor, so I do have some clients throughout the day that I speak to, help counsel and things of that nature. So outside of the acting and the modeling and things like that and the, you know, I do pageantry as well, but I pretty much go over my itinerary and I try not to do too much on one day. I try to spread it out on my calendar to balance it a little bit. And then I do a lot of travel. So that's pretty much how I do day to day, just looking at my itinerary, and I move according to my itinerary and my schedule for the day. So that's how that works.
Awesome. That is awesome, and I totally understand that lifestyle, but do you have, like, a pensionable job that you're doing working from home, or is everything that you're doing working for yourself?
I do everything working for myself, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Full-time working for myself, full-time ministry, full-time nonprofit work, full-time for-profit work. I do it all. But it's all
so then how
myself.
Do the payments come so then how do the payments come in, like through stipends or honorariums or the gigs?
I have multiple streams of income. So, you know, I'm an author. I also have different clothes and T-shirts that I design. I do get some stipends because I'm a public speaker. And, of course, you know, nonprofit. So you do have nonprofits who, as you know, nonprofits within a nonprofit sector, because some people think that nonprofit means that you don't, you know, get paid, and that's not true. Because one of the highest paid CEOs in the world is the CEO for Red Cross, you know. So and that's nonprofit. So it depends on how you have your business structured. But being a nonprofit just means that your business is in the business of edifying people and community. But it doesn't mean that you don't get paid. So, you know, I do have mine structured in a way where as the CEO, I can reap the benefit of building my own organization because I'm coming up on 13 years. So I had to put a lot of work in before I could experience any type of compensation for what I do. So that's just a portion of how I get paid. But speaking engagements, acting, I do act, and I'm a working actress, so I get paid in that regard too. So like I said, I just have a lot of different hats. I do graphic design and things of that nature. So some people joke and tell me, you know, they're like, girl, you know, you're a hustler, but God gave me many gifts and talents. So I find ways to make money. And I believe that if you keep your ear inclined to heaven, God will show you witty inventions on how you can make money. There's lots of money to be made. And as long as you're using your gifts and your talents and blessing other people, the workman is always worthy of the hire. That's what I believe.
Awesome. And the reason why I was talking about that is because a lot of people are very fixated on a pension plan or a 401k and all of that. So, like, that's mm-hmm. why I was asking that. And I'm glad that you've been able to structure your whole business and your life and your family life and all of that to where it's profitable to your mind, soul, and body, because I can hear that. For the next time that I'll bring you on, it would be for 30 minutes. To an hour, and I would really, really love to talk about your repertoire because you really do have a lot of things that you are doing.
Okay.
But I would really like us to focus on how being a curvaceous woman has actually, in your case, has even made you even more confident. How you were very, very confident to pitch in your acting and for your organization, because a lot of people just don't know where to start from, and you're such a good example. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you so much.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please go on social media, Dr. Jessica Wilson. You will find her on Facebook. She actually just posted an amazing post last night. So you really should go check her out on Facebook. And what's your Instagram handle?
You can find me at Empress J A I Bella. Empress J Bella. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So let's follow Dr. Jessica. She is an inspiration. She has been an inspiration to me in the few months that I have known her. And she also just joined GSFE, which is a Global Society for Females and for Female Entrepreneurs. And now I can actually see why she didn't even hesitate to join, because it's in her line. Anyway, y'all, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Dr. Jessica. We will book another date for you, hopefully this week or maybe next week. But thank you so much for being an inspiration, ma'am.
Thank you for the invitation. You all be blessed.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.